Big reform in health insurance policy. The health insurance age cap has been removed. All citizens aged above 65 can now buy a health insurance policy. Mega India block rally in Jharkhand today. Ulgulan Nyay rally will be held in Ranchi ahead of the second phase of polls. There will be repolling in 11 stations in Inner Manipur on the 22nd of April. Severe heat wave grips India, above 43 degree temperature in 14 cities. Odisha's Bhud and Baripada records maximum temperature of 45.2 degrees Celsius. In Maldives, litmus test for Muizhu and his pro-China policy. Can President Muizhu secure his tenure? It's a test for his hostile India policy as well. And India's Digu Kesh registers a thrilling win in round 13 at Candidates Chess in Toronto to take sole lead. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India has removed the age cap on buying health insurance policies from 1st of April this year. Earlier, individuals were restricted to purchasing new insurance policies only until the age of 65. However, after the recent changes that have come into effect from the 1st of April, regardless of age, everyone is eligible to purchase a new health insurance. The move by the Insurance Regulatory Authority aims to create a more inclusive healthcare ecosystem in India and to encourage insurance provider companies to diversify their product offerings.
Shifting focus now, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in Darjeeling today for BJP MP Raju Bista, who has repeated as the candidate from the seat. Amit Shah will address a rally at the Gorkha Stadium in Lebong near Darjeeling. Last time, Raju Bista had won with the largest margin in Bengal, with him being ahead of the runner-up by more than 4 lakh votes. This time, the TMC has fielded Gopal Lama, local face, while the Congress has fielded Delhi University Professor Munish Tamang. And Darjeeling is a unique Lok Sabha constituency, remember, as it includes assembly segments of the Darjeeling Hills and Siliguri and Terai region in the plains and the foothills. Less than a year after his election as the president of Maldives, incumbent Mohamed Muizhu will face his major political test in today's parliamentary elections that will determine the extent of his control over the parliament or the people's much less. The election will be held in 93 seats in total, and the opposition party, Maldivian Democratic Party, with 41 seats in hand, currently dominates the people's much less. A total of 2,84,663 registered voters will be polling at 602 stations nationwide to elect their leaders. In a horrifying incident, a pregnant woman in Punjab was set on fire allegedly by her husband after an argument. The 23-year-old woman, who was 6 months pregnant, died on the spot. Police are saying the couple had a heated argument, after which the man tied his wife, who was expecting twins, to a bed and set her on fire in a fit of rage. The accused has been arrested in the case. Meanwhile, the National Commission for Women has sought a detailed report from the Punjab police in 3 days. Listen into what the police have to say.
ਕੋਰਟ ਮਹਤਾਬ ਵਾਲੀ ਸਾਈਡ ਤੋਂ ਅਰੈਸਟ ਰਾਤੀ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਅੱਜ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕੋਰਟ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਇਹਦਾ 2 ਦਿਨ ਦਾ ਰਿਮਾਂਡ ਆ ਸੋਮਵਾਰ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਕੋਰਟ 'ਚ ਕਾਰਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀ ਆ ਇਨਵੈਸਟੀਗੇਸ਼ਨ ਅੱਜ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਰਟ 'ਚ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਇਨਵੈਸਟੀਗੇਸ਼ਨ ਜਾਰੀ ਹੈ 2 ਦਿਨ ਉਹਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਜੂਗਾ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਇਹਦੇ ਕਿਸ ਕਾਰਨਾਂ ਕਰਕੇ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਕਤਲ ਕਰਕੇ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ।